So let's go through some of the other questions we asked. We talked a lot, of course, about the management of metastatic disease. And one question we asked the audience was, what do they order in terms of biomarkers, in terms of workup? So in addition to RAS profile, we also asked about HER2, BRAF, and MSI status. What do you consider right now sort of the baseline for any patient with metastatic disease?
Exactly the factors that you said, you know, expanded RAS panel, BRAF, and I would actually look at a next-gen sequencing BRAF analysis because we now need to distinguish between BRAF V600E and non-V600E mutant tumors. I do believe HER2 is part of the panel because it's a negative predictive marker for EGF receptor antibody therapy that these data are emerging. And it's a target for interventions in various clinical trials. And then, of course, MSI or mismatch repair deficiency to get patient funneled into immunotherapy.
I mean, you said HER2 predicts resistance to EGFR antibodies?
Yeah, so that's an interesting point. When you look at the patients who are HER2 amplified, HER2 overexpressed, those patients are commonly resistant to EGF receptor antibody therapy. Let me give you another example. If you look at the overall incidence of HER2 amplification in colorectal cancer, it's about 2 to 2.5%. Now, if you refine this patient population, you say it's a left-sided tumor, RAS, RAF, wild type, and has not responded to EGF receptor antibody therapy, you go up to about 20%. And there are preclinical and more clinical data now that HER2 amplification is one of the resistance mechanisms to EGF receptor antibody therapy, even in left-sided tumors.